talking with the market steer judge for the 2009 Oklahoma Youth Expo, Jack Ward. Jack, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, the show. As you looked at all these steers over the last couple of days, what really did you see that, you know, what were you really looking for to try to come up with this top winner?
Well, you know, obviously this is a market steer show, so we always have to be first and foremost important with the steers that have enough muscling, enough finish to grade and grade choice, or have an opportunity to grade choice and have enough muscle to be in that yield grade 2 or 3 and better. And so that's the first motive we look at. And then we obviously have to look at their structure. They need to be sound, free-moving cattle. I think the better-moving cattle are always the ones that perform better. And then finally, we want to have some style to them. I mean, it is a show. They got to have some presence and some look and some straightness of lines and balance and just kind of put everything together in one package.
I know that some folks are a little critical as far as if these are more like a beauty show,
sure,
or beauty contest, and actual trying to come up with that market animal that they really want at the consumer end. How does this show jive with that?
Well, you know, that is true. Obviously, these cattle are handled a little differently and given a little more care, if you will, and that's all part of it, because not only are we looking at the cattle, but we're trying to raise some kids through this project a little bit, and so we need for them to have a little more work, a little more feed, a little more preparation to it. That's all part of it, just a little bit. But the underlying motive is that it is a market animal show, and that's ultimately what we're looking for. But they do need to have some balance. And when I talk about structure, I think it's very important as a cattle breeder and raise cattle myself, they have to be sound structured. And so all those things together. So no doubt it's the presentation that these guys had today, or these calves, is unbelievable. They put a lot of time and effort into it, but they're good steers. They're good market steers too.
Now you alluded to some of the challenges of our industry as you talked to the crowd tonight and got ready to pick the grand champion winner. Well, certainly animal agriculture, the beef industry, maybe not quite at the forefront of some of the things going on right now with groups like the HSUS, but yet there's a lot of people that really don't want us handling livestock like we do.
You better believe it, and HSUS is right there, and they're kind of hitting states one at a time, and unfortunately they've got some people backing them that know nothing about what's going on and what we do and how we handle them, the environmentalists that we are. You know, my family's been in livestock and in farm production since the beginning of time. And my dad taught me to treat animals and treat the land with respect, and we do it as well as anyone, and these folks do it. So it is a challenge. It's scary a little bit for me, but at the same time, we're dealing with a good group of people, and we'll band together and get through this just like everything else.
Herefords are one of the major breeds in our country, most certainly. How do you see our purebred operations, the folks that you work with on a regular basis, our seed stock operators, how do they continue to be relevant in our beef cattle industry in the years to come?
Well, you know, it is a challenge for all breeds, whether it be Hereford or Simmental Angus, whatever the case may be. But the commercial cow, there's, you know, over 20 million commercial cows in the United States alone, and they look to the purebred breeder to furnish the fresh genetics to bring into their cow herds to raise the cattle that ultimately go into the food chain. And so we are relevant to the point that we track pedigrees, we track performance, we continue to try and do things a little better, more efficiently from one end to the other, and it's basically starts with that purebred animal, and so it really is a challenging opportunity because it is shrinking a little bit, and yet the cow numbers are, even though the commercial cow numbers are shrinking, they're still large and there's still a lot of demand for the bulls out there. Yeah.
Do you see the services of your association changing? In other words, how do you stay relevant?
Well, it does. It changes on a daily basis because obviously, especially right now when we're looking at costs increasing, obviously kind of got at the ultimate high a year or so ago, and a little bit of the demand, not necessarily. And I hate to ever use the word demand for beef, because I think the United States, the folks around the world like beef, and they like the taste of beef. What we have to do is continue to put some pressure on on our efficiencies and grow our product more efficiently so it can be cost effective for ultimately our consumer to buy. So that is our job at the breed associations. That's a challenge for me every day in my office, is trying to look at ways to become more efficient, to get our cattle more efficient, collect the right kind of data that makes a move in the right direction. And it's even a little more challenging for the beef side than perhaps even poultry or swine, because we raise our cattle in so many different environments around the country. So it is a challenge, but that's the fun of it, and I really enjoy that part of it.
One last question, Jack, and that has to do with your seed stock operators, your guys that are producing bulls and a lot of cases having sales. What are you hearing from these folks end of last year, early part of this year, with all this economic uncertainty?
Well, I got to tell you, it's been surprisingly very good. To be honest with you, the bull sales and the seed stock sales have been very strong. I can tell you specifically about the Hereford Association, the demand for the bulls is up. We've sold more bulls at this point of the year than we did a year ago, at over a $500 average from a year ago, and last year was one of the highest years we've had in the last 20. So it's really been good, and I think some of that has to do with the fact that last summer when people were a little uncertain and cattle prices were still high, including bull prices, folks kind of got rid of some of them, and so they needed some bulls to get back out with those cows this spring. So I think that's driving it a little bit. But, I have a neighbor of mine that runs about 500 or 600 commercial cows back in Missouri, and we were talking a little bit about the stock market and this and that, and he made a very nice comment. He says his stock is running out there in those pastures, mm-hmm. and it still has some value to it. It's still pertinent to the world today, and so we have an opportunity there. Yeah.